Hi everyone! Welcome back to the Disney College Program mini-series, part of the Life at Disney podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Josiah. And today we're going to talk to Alexis, who's a proud Disney College Program alum who also works at ESPN. And
we're going to talk to Javi, who is a current Disney College Program participant. Episode 4 starts now. I am thrilled to kick this episode off with a very special guest. He is from California, made the journey across the country for the Disney College Program, and now he works in food and beverage at Disney's Art of Animation Resort, where he is serving and serving. Welcome to the podcast, Javi. It's so good to have you. How are you?
I am great, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you. Okay, so start us off. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name's Javi. I am currently 24. I'm from Fresno, California, and I would say a little bit about myself. I am a curious person. I'm definitely on a journey right now, and I'm excited to tell you all about it.
And I'm excited to have you, and I'm glad you said that you're curious, because
yeah.
I am very curious about you and your story, and just excited to learn more.
You know, all these opportunities are so unique, and they've been endless here. Every interaction I have is definitely something that I will carry on with me throughout my career and in my personal life.
You come to Disney, you might not know what to expect, and then you have opportunities like this and in work, and it's very exciting.
It really is.
Speaking
magical,
I know.
Yeah.
So speaking of work, what do you do? Tell us a little bit more about your role.
Yeah, so currently I'm at Art of Animation, Landscape of Flavors. I am in quick service. It is handling food. I've actually never worked in that field before. So getting the opportunity to do that with a really great crew is awesome.
Before you came here, did you have work experience in other areas? Because you said you'd never done quick service before.
Yeah, I've always been a customer service facing retail. I've worked in financial institutions and a gas and electric company.
So those are all very different experiences than where you're at currently. What was it like the onboarding process? What was it like moving into food and beverage when you have all this other experience? Is it similar to retail at all? I would imagine it is a little bit.
Where I really relate with my background of the retail experience, I would say is like when I get to do the register. That's something that comes so naturally to me just because I have the experience of doing it for 3 years. The difference is it's so much more of a fast pace. I guess where I can relate with that is being over the phone, customer service.
Would you say you're a people person then? Because if you're working a register in retail and now quick service, I imagine you have to do like a lot of interfacing with people.
Yeah, you know, it's really crazy is I've been finding throughout my journey that I just love being able to help people and seeing the reaction to it. It's everything to me. If I can play a small part in someone's day just to make it a little bit better, I know I'm doing my job.
I feel like I could tell that about you. When you walked in, you just have this vibe that puts everyone at ease, like immediately. I mean, because we just met today.
Thank you.
I was like, oh, we're gonna be friends. Like, you're a cool
besties.
Guy. So, besties for the resties. So,
right.
No, I can definitely tell that about you. You're in the right place, it seems like.
Thank you. Yeah, and speaking of being in the right place, it's so crazy because just even getting here, it's felt like everything is just falling into place. From the moment I stepped onto Flamingo Crossing, it felt like I can just breathe and I can be me, you know?
It felt like home.
It felt like home away from home.
What school do you go to?
I am currently going to Fresno City College.
Okay, and what's your major?
I'm majoring in business administration.
Ooh, I did that too. How do you like
awesome.
It?
Oh, I'm loving it. And it's really playing well with the program. The thing that stands out a lot about being here and getting that hands-on experience is the teamwork. It's like nothing that I've ever seen before. It's not just, you know, you're another employee, you're a metric, anything like that. It's really, how are you? How can I help you? How can we be efficient as one? A really interesting quote, actually, that I would just want to put out there that I've seen is, if you want to go fast, go alone. if you want to go far, go together.
You said that coming here, you know, you've learned to work as a team, and that's really important. That's kind of, you know, related to your major on how to operate a business efficiently, smoothly. Tell me more about what that teamwork actually looks like.
Yeah, so that teamwork is really just checking in on everybody. I've definitely met some great people, you know, all different walks of life. One of the best friendships I've actually have gotten is one of my coworkers. She's from Australia. Just sharing our cultures and taking away from that, it's going to be a friendship that goes past this program and also gets me unexpected places. Now I'm going to go visit Australia.
Yeah.
Hey, like, never did I think.
I know, now you have an excuse,
yes,
place to stay.
Yes.
And that's so wild too, because like, again, like Australia is so far. Like, when on earth would you ever have met this person, this friend, except here? Like, there's no reason for you to be friends with someone from Australia.
Right.
How would you guys have met?
It's insane. And again, the opportunities are just endless here and worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You never know where you're gonna end up.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty in it.
Do you feel like there's anything that you've learned on this program that you could see being really helpful either, you know, in your next job, in college, in life? What have you learned here?
Learning all these different lines of business, I mean, it's spectacular. And just how to be a leader, I think, is one of the biggest things I'm taking away as well. With this program, I feel like in many of us, I see future leaders. And I feel like that development is just, it's so important.
So on your program, how do you feel like maybe your role or this program in general is helping you develop those skills to become a better leader?
I personally feel, I'm learning from some of the best. They definitely, the amount of volume we get at the resort and how busy we are, the way they're able to navigate through those situations and those rushes, you know, you look up to it.
How do you feel like your leaders have helped you develop your leadership skills?
I feel like my leaders are shaping me to provide that excellent guest experience, you know, really just making that atmosphere for a safe place, you know, a learning place, just developing, improving on all these skills.
Do you feel like when you go to your leaders for advice or anything like that, do you feel like it's more of a lead by example type thing where you're watching them and learning, or are you asking them questions? Like, how does that work?
I feel like definitely they are leading by example. You know, they really emphasize on don't hesitate to ask for help. You know, it's definitely okay. You know, we make mistakes, but one of the best things that I've actually heard from one of the leaders was take your time. You know, I'd rather have you guys take your time than to, you know, make other mistakes and just be safe. Again, it emphasizes on how awesome it is to be here because they really care about, you know, your well-being, and it feels like you're somewhere where it's more than just a company.
Mm-hmm.
You spend a lot of time with these people and they're almost like a second family, you know, extended version of a family.
Well, I love what you said about leadership, because it's not an exaggeration to say that you guys are the future leaders of this company. And I mean, you see it all the time. So many people started their journey with the Disney College program. Why Disney? What makes you want to stay here?
Simple. It's the people. Everybody from around the world is coming to participate in this program, just giving it a shot. There's nothing to lose. Everything, every experience, interaction is a gain.
You obviously get to meet a lot of people here. You're meeting a lot of friends, and it's kind of the people that make it home, because you are across the country. You are far from home.
I just decided to move coast.
Yeah, you know? Bi-coastal.
I want to see what the East Coast is all about.
Yeah, what was it like moving from coast to coast? California all the way over to Florida. You're far from home.
Yeah, definitely. It's unique. This is actually the first time I am away from my family. It is a challenge, but at the same time, I'm finding so much about myself, just being independent. And not only that, but the guidance that this program has offered me is phenomenal again.
Coming here, you know, you had to learn how to be independent, but the program kind of supported you on that. Can you talk more about that? Like, what are the ways that you feel like the program supported you making that cross-country move?
Some of the ways they've really made that easy transition was just from within the welcome events that we've had. Those were awesome. I made friends from other countries as well.
There's so many people here,
right,
like from literally around the world that you get to meet that you would just never meet any other time.
Yeah, you have the world in the palm of your hands.
Ooh, the world in the palm of your hands.
Yeah.
You do. The whole world is in Disney World.
Exactly.
Yeah, at the Disney College program. No, that's awesome. What was Arrivals Day like? I've never been to Arrivals Day, but I hear it's just a blast.
You know, definitely you step off that plane with your luggage, you know, you're heading over here. It's full of excitement. You know, the time before getting here, you see all these pictures and everything, but when you see it in person, I tell you, it's just wow, from the swimming pools to the movie screens that we have. I mean, hey, you could be chilling on your day off and watching a great Disney movie.
So I want to go back to your role a little bit and learn more about what you do. So can you walk me through, like, day to day, what are you doing in your role?
Okay, so a day or a shift for an artist, let's see.
An artist, that's what you're called in food and beverage.
That
is so fun.
Yes, and we
have Art of Animation Resort. Okay,
right,
gotcha.
Yeah. And you know what? We have the cutest aprons with all the characters, rainbow colors. So a day in life in the artist, you can start off anywhere from being on the register, serving at any of our multiple locations. We have a grill, pasta, pizza, and some pretty fancy dishes as well, and a bakery.
Do you have a favorite like shift that you like to work?
I would say definitely I like the shift that I'm currently in at nighttime. It gives me the day to go, you know, I go to the park sometimes. And then, yeah, I'm off to a great start. I could be riding my favorite ride and go into work super happy, you know, and have that magic in me so I can share those experiences with others.
That is just such a uniquely Disney thing you just said. You're like, yeah, I start off my day going to Walt Disney World, going to the parks.
Yeah.
I ride my favorite ride. And then I come and I make magic as an artist in quick serve. Like, that is just so Disney, what
so
you just said.
So magical.
So have you had an opportunity to do any of the learning offerings here at Flamingo Crossings Village?
One of my favorite ones was Dan Davidson, actually. Dan Davidson is the HRVP for the studios here at Disney.
And you got to meet him.
Yeah, what an experience.
Yeah. What did he come talk to you guys about?
He really told us his experience, his backgrounds, and what got him to where he's at.
Being able to connect with people in the company, I feel like that's huge because this is your first step, your foot in the door, and now you're like meeting all of these people.
You know, and it's interesting that you mentioned that because signing up for the program, that's kind of how I viewed it, you know, getting my foot in the door. It's just the start of something great.
Yeah, and now you're here.
Now I'm here.
When, not if, you become a leader in this company, what kind of leader do you want to be?
I want to be a leader that listens. I want to be a leader that includes everyone.
What does inclusion mean to you?
Everything. My background of being in the LGBTQ plus community, you're validated in your scene.
Yeah, exactly. Validation.
Yeah.
That's a good word
and
for it.
You're getting to write your own story while being a part of others at the same time.
What advice would you give for any future participants of the Disney College program?
One of the biggest things is just having that curiosity, continuing to learn and just growing.
And there's so many opportunities to do that here. There's just so much you can learn.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we are out of time. It went so fast. I can't believe it. I'm so sad to end the conversation, but thank you so much.
I had such a great time. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I had such a great time too. Thank you for sharing more of your story, where you want to go. Future Disney exec here, remember me when you're in the C-suite.
Oh my goodness.
See you there. Stick around, because after this we have even more fun. Next, Josiah is going to be talking with one of our fabulous Disney College Program alumni. Josiah, passing it over to you.
Thanks, Holly. What's going on, everyone? I am so excited to introduce you to another phenomenal individual. She's a Miami native. She's a proud Disney College Program alum. She's been visiting Walt Disney World since she was a child, and she always knew that she wanted to work for ESPN. And a little sneak peek, she's actually an alum of the ESPN Next program. And now she gets to pair that creativity with all of the skills that she built during her college program experience. So welcome to the show, Alexis. How you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you? I'm happy to be here. Excited.
Well, we are so excited to have you here as well. Let's jump right in. Tell us about yourself, your current role and location.
So I'm currently an ad integration and strategy coordinator here in ESPN. I live in Bristol, Connecticut. As an ad integration and strategy coordinator, I work with the sales and the animations and graphics team, kind of like the middleman. A lot of the people that work in ad integrations have already worked in production previously. So we kind of know the background and everything that goes on in the truck. It's been a great experience so far. I honestly didn't think I would ever get here, so I'm still having like a pinch me moment.
Let's talk about your Disney College Program experience. When was it? What made you want to apply?
It was back in 2019 in the fall. I had always wanted to work for Disney. And when I was back in college in 2016, my brother was living in Gainesville and I was in Tallahassee. And I convinced him to get annual passes with me. And I had gone since I was a child. So in the back of my mind, I knew I always wanted to work for Disney, but I never knew how I was going to do it. And then when the opportunity came, what better way to like open adulthood for me than to go work at Disney World, one of my favorite places. And it was a great experience. I met a lot of friends. I learned a lot that I never thought I would learn working at Disney World. I always recommend it to people. I still go back to the parks and I still talk about it. So it definitely left a big imprint on me.
So tell us about your college program role and location.
I worked in merchandise at Disney's Animal Kingdom. It was towards the front of the park. It was a great experience. I met a lot of people from there, some that I still talk to. When I go back, I pass by and I see if anybody that I used to work with is still there. So it's nice to see the familiar faces. And it definitely opened my eyes to like my love for Animal Kingdom, and I got a very big appreciation for it.
Which college did you have represented on your name tag?
I had Florida State University. I was very proud to have it.
And what was your major in school?
I did creative writing and communications. I had always loved English, so I decided to do creative writing. They're like, well, you can minor in communications. I was like, okay. And that's kind of what like led me to it. And it was definitely, it's taken me a lot of places, so I can't complain whatsoever. And I had a lot of fun while I was in school.
So as you look at your full program experience, what are some of your favorite memories from your program?
Me and my friends would go to Magic Kingdom. We'd watch the Festival of Fantasy. Everything completely exceeded my expectations because I knew I was there for work, but I was having so much fun at the same time. But definitely that and the people that I got to meet. Like my biggest thing is I love to tell people that it's 100% worth doing because of the people you get to meet.
What were some of the biggest takeaways from your program experience?
Well, I had always known that ESPN was owned by Disney. So a little bit of my brain was always like, oh, I would like this to lead into something that will get me to ESPN. I knew that networking was really important. I remember one day I was working at the register and this man came and asked me a question. It turns out that he worked for the company. He gave me his card. It was nice that someone even gave me that gesture. Now where I am now, I look forward to helping people get to where they want to be. So it was definitely, in that sense, it's like a full circle moment, but definitely learning to talk to people and learning that it's fun learning what everybody's doing in different parts of the country and different parts of the world. I've done a lot of mentorship programs throughout the company. I went to Disneyland in California and I actually met someone that I did the mentorship program with. She's like, oh, if you're in Tomorrowland, send me a Slack and I'll meet you. I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, I never thought I would meet you in person. So this is great. So it's definitely those professional connections, but at the same time, personal connections, which has been really nice. Networking was always harder for me because I get shy and I get, you know, that awkwardness in the beginning. So it helped me a lot kind of push through that to the point where when I meet people in person, I'm like, oh, I've already talked to them for hours. It's not that big a deal.
You made the most of your program and you went above and beyond. Yeah. And went, yeah. So we would be best friends. I can tell. You're just dope. I already know.
Thank you. Right.
Let's shift a little bit and let's talk about your time at ESPN. What was your journey after your college program?
I still remember the day I got my phone call telling me that I got the job. I was like, I cried in my car. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. And now a year and a half later, I'm very happy. I've worked in a bunch of different roles. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been an exciting whirlwind. I still like can't believe it that I'm here. I'm a first generation college graduate. My mom was born in Cuba. I talked to her about this. She's like, I would have never thought that. I was like, me either. I'm like, and I did it, but it's insane.
So what did it mean to you personally to take that jump and to take that risk knowing what was ahead of you?
When I moved here, it was weird because I had already done the moving and I had already like, I understood that. I know that what I'm coming to, I love. So it makes it worth it.
Okay. So earlier we talked about the ESPN Next program. For those who don't know, what is that and how'd you hear about it?
So the Next program is a program that brings in college graduates, you know, people that are looking to start their career at ESPN as a production assistant, but they also give you the opportunity to network with people within the company and take classes and see different things happening. So you get put originally in one location and then you get changed to a different location. So you get multiple experiences. So I was lucky that I had a international side and a regular linear side. So I was in the international live event in the beginning. So I worked basketball games, I worked soccer games, I worked football games. Once I understood everything, they're like, okay, we're going to your next location. I was like, all right. So I switched over to the ACC network and I was there for about 4 months before I got hired in my new role. Throughout all of that, I had already been talking to people and networking and things like that. I was kind of set on what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to work on like the ad side and I had always wanted to like see that world. And I had already gotten my like side of production that gave me a big appreciation for it. And at the same time, while I was at ECC Network, I got to work with graphics, which I really enjoyed. Even when I would do the networking, it was four jobs, but at the same time, it was nice hearing everybody's like path to how they got there and how they, you know, are in their career. It's taken a lot to get here. And I definitely had plenty of rejections on the way. And looking back, I'm like, it happened for a reason. I love my job right now. And I love the people that I work with every day. And I get to meet different people every day and get to learn different things. And on top of the fact that, you know, I am this communication between two departments, I have the opportunity that I can still be creative because I get to talk with animation and because I get to talk with graphics, which I had always wanted in my job. And I didn't know how I was going to get it. So the fact that it was essentially, you know, placed in front of me was a very big blessing.
So now that you have established yourself, you're working on yourself as a young professional. What advice do you have for others who are looking to use the Disney College program to start building their career?
I love talking to people from Disney. Enjoy every single moment. Take advantage of everything that they have to offer. The backstage tours, you know, the discounts, everything, you know, do everything that they tell you to do. It's worth it and it's fun because years down the road, when you go back and you do like the tiniest thing, you're going to remember what you were doing when you were in the college program. And it'll bring you these like fond memories of like happiness. Like I don't get like thinking about my college program. I don't get sad. I get so happy and I love looking at pictures and it makes going to the parks that more special than what it was originally. So I think really enjoy everything that you're doing. Do as much as you can because, you know, there's not many people that can go to Disney World and say that that's their everyday life.
Are there ways that you embrace your heritage and your culture within the workspace?
I love me a Cuban coffee. I love me a colada. I brought it to my friends in Disney. I brought it to my friends in college. I have like a little tiny Cuban coffee maker that I've had with me since I was in college. It's a very big staple in my life. At work, sometimes I tell them all the time, I'm like, I'm just going to bring it. They're like, we don't have a stove. I'm like, we're going to have to figure something out.
Out of all of the questions that I've asked you today, that's my favorite answer. I was not expecting that whatsoever. But that's such a dope way to express who you are and something that's so small and simple that can literally start your whole day that shows a lot about you and your personality. And that's just amazing. That was my favorite thing that you said literally all day. I love this. That's amazing. Talk about the importance of representation to you, especially when you think of women working in the sports industry. What does it mean to you?
I think it's something to be really proud of, and seeing that, you know, we're getting these opportunities and girls can do it too. Also being the example, I'm doing it, you can do it too. I have, you know, younger cousins, like my younger girl cousins, like they love to tell their friends that I work for ESPN. It's not something that you see a lot, but it's also exciting because, you know, I'm breaking into this, something to be very proud of. And I am really proud of it. And, you know, I worked really hard to get where I am. If somebody, you know, if I'm opening the door for somebody else to come behind me, like, I will gladly hold the door for them.
Alexis, ESPN was your dream. ESPN is your dream. How do you find ways to continue dreaming?
Anything that lets me continue to use my creative side, the possibilities are endless. There was an advice I gave myself a lot when I finished school, that I'm not going to apply for anything unless I absolutely love it and that I think I would love what I'm doing. And it hasn't steered me wrong yet. If I'm going to love it, I'm going to do it. My gut has always steered me in the right direction, so I'm going to keep going with it.
For the folks who are watching, who they're almost convinced, they're right there, they're thinking about the Disney College Program. What can you say to them to get them to send that application in today?
Do it. You're not going to regret it 100%. It's going to be so exciting. It's possibly one of the most exciting times of your life. There's nothing like working at Disney. There's nothing like the people you're going to meet at Disney and from all over the world. It will bring out every emotion in you. So I can tell you personally, it is a great decision and it is pretty life-changing.
ESPN SportsCenter does this thing at the end of the show where they list their top 10. Do you have maybe a highlight, a specific moment that would be your top 10?
Nobody in my family works in entertainment. I am the only person that works in entertainment. And when I was home, I was looking at my degree and I'm like, you've done a lot for me. So I think just saying that I work here and I'm proud to work here, very happy to work here. I look forward to being here. I've always wanted to work somewhere for a very long time. So the fact that I can see myself working here for a very long time, it feels like home because I finally got what I wanted.
That's beautiful. That's amazing. Alexis, thank you so much for joining us today. All of your stories, experiences, everything in your background has been so great to hear about. And we know it'll help future participants, ESPN employees, and everyone who comes to visit the Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for having me. It was a privilege to be here. I hope everybody who sees this applies for the college program.
Well, there you have it. Remember to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you leave us a good review, show us some love, and stay in touch with us by following us on social media at Disney Programs. And don't leave just yet. Season 2 is on the way. Be sure to follow us to keep up with all the information coming up soon for Season 2.
This episode was brought to life by Matthew Nixon, Amy Trivers, Bethany Cobbs, Brianna Gold, Brandon Cologne, James Smart Jr., John Hughes, Jaron Kaufman, and Allie Fisher. Editing was done by John Hughes. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group, Inc. Design and graphics by Joshua Davila. And a special thank you goes out to the Disney Programs teams.